This is Lee Davey at CalvinAir.com, and today my guest is Lucas Berglund. In 2011, Lucas became the youngest ever winner of a World Poker Tour main event after taking down the Spanish Championships in Barcelona in a final table where he eliminated all five of his opponents. But it's the online realm that Berglund calls his home, and he currently occupies the number one spot in the world on Pocket Fives, where he plies his trade as Luke the Fluke on Full Tilt and Super Kid Bam on PokerStars. Lucas, welcome to Calvin Hare. How are you doing?
Thank you, buddy. Yeah, I'm fine, thanks.
A little tired, I believe, from your online exploits last night. Did you secure any good wins?
Yeah, that's true. No, I finished like 26th or something in the Super Tuesday, so it was pretty late run, but some cash, but not the first one, not the first.
Close but no cigar, as they say.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll talk about your online exploits in a little while, but firstly, let's go back to that win in 2011. Youngest ever player to win a WPT event. It was your first ever live cash as well. You came from absolutely nowhere. Talk to me a little bit about that event and how your win unfolded.
Well, yeah, I have played some online poker, like some online tournaments before, but I was mainly playing cash game at that time. But yeah, me and a friend decided to go to and play the WPT, and I guess I had a pretty good run at that tournament, and I played decent, but I got lucky and won.
Just remind the listeners here, youngest ever, how old were you?
18. Yeah.
And all your live events since then have been, all your live event caches have been in Barcelona. So what is it about that place that keeps helping you to turn in performance after performance? Or is it the only live place you play? What's going on?
No, actually, I have cashed in one or two tournaments in London, actually. But for some reason, it haven't shown on Handemob or something.
Right.
So it's not actually true. But it's something about Barcelona that is. I made a quite deep run this the last EPT there when I finished 21st or something, and I came 7th in 1-2K Turbo as well. So, but yeah, I guess it's something with Barcelona that is working fine for me.
I was just thinking as well, you've turned 21 now, right?
Yeah, that's it.
So is this year going to be your first year in Vegas?
I'm not sure yet. I haven't planned my summer yet, but Vegas would be awesome.
Is Vegas something that you've been looking forward to? Is it something that you've actually been waiting to turn 21 to do?
Before it was, but now all the tournaments in Europe have grown so big, and you know the last EPTs have been huge. And it's quite nice because then you don't have to travel that far and so on. So it was a bigger thing a couple of years ago, but now it's, yeah, of course, it's the biggest tournament in the world. Of course, it's still a big thing, but yeah, well, we'll see. I might be there. I'm not sure.
I think... the thing is, your online game now is really important to you, right? I mean, I've spoken to you when we've been on the circuit, and it's something you're very passionate about. You are the world number one right now. Tell us how that feels.
Yeah, it feels good. I've played a lot, actually, lately, and I made some good scores, so I'm happy about that. And I feel confident playing online now more than ever. I think I've been playing very good last year, so I'm happy about that performance.
And how did you start out in the game, Lucas? Tell us a little bit about your beginnings of your online career.
As everyone else, I guess I deposited like $10 and. But I lost them like pretty fast, and then I did 10 more, and then I lost them again, and then I did 10 and made it and never needed to deposit again. So I guess that was third time. It was a good run, yeah.
I like the way you say, just like everybody else. Actually, my online poker career didn't start out like that. I kind of lost £5,000 before I started to win anything. Not three separate deposits of $10. Did you? And you started out playing cash games then, right?
Yeah, I did.
And why did you move over to tournaments?
I don't know, actually. I always say that cash game players are so much better, like poker players, than tournament players. I don't know if that is necessarily true, but I think there it's something in cash game players, and they cash games have got really tough lately, but the tournaments haven't. Mm-hmm. So I was moving to tournaments just because they were softer, to be honest.
And what are your best scores? I'm being lazy here, but what are your best scores online?
I have a couple of 70 and 60 k's scores last year. I haven't played that many. I only played like 2 years, like two or 2.5 years MTT. So yeah, but third in a scoop event.
Mm-hmm.
In May, or I think it was May, yeah, for 78k or something.
And what's your setup like, Lucas? If I was there with you now, how does your workstation look?
I have one huge, or like one big, you know, the iMac computer, and then a big screen besides that one.
Uh-huh.
So I can play plenty of tables.
How many tables do you go up to maximum?
Like maximum at 20. Like sometimes I play 24, but I think that's too much. But between 20 and 16, I used to be.
Are you the type of player that uses a HUD?
Yeah, I do.
An unusual stat that you use either when you're revising your game or during the game that a lot of other players might not be familiar with or they might not use as often?
Well, I think my HUD is actually pretty simple. That's a good question. I think I use the fold to 4-bet stats quite a lot. A lot of players only look at 3-bet and then they 4-bet bluff, but they have no, they don't know how much people fold to the 4-bet.
Mm.
Some players 3-bet with air, but then they 5-bet shove, they're like ace deuce. But some players don't, and I think that's quite important to see which player does what in those kind of spots.
Are you the type of player who does a lot of work on your game when you're not playing?
I wish I was.
That's a no, then.
Yeah, that's a no. Yeah. I don't do that much. Sometimes I talk, but I doesn't necessarily do that much. I have some friends that is so much better at that. And then I talk poker with them, and I think just talking poker with people, it makes you so much better. And I'm like coaching some guys now as well, and that's actually makes me a better player, I think, to like talking to other people and like telling them how I think, because in some spots I just play and just know how I actually think about all the hands and then it's good to tell someone how you think and why you and things like that.
Yeah, you have to break down your own thought processes in order to coach. How did your coaching come about? Did somebody contact you, or did you?
Yeah.
And then you just thought to yourself, "Wow, let's have a go at it."
Yeah.
And how is it going for you? How are you as a coach? How are you progressing?
I think I'm pretty. I know how I want to play, like my style. And the style that I want to coach out, and that's And because when some people talk hands, it can be, oh, that could be fine, and that could be fine, and that's fine, and that's fine. But I think I'm a bit tougher than, I think I know, or at least I have my point of view, and I'm pretty strict about it.
Mm-hmm. Pretty dogmatic. Are you the type of person who has a pretty standard foundation of poker basics that everybody has, or are you the type of person who's very innovative and tries lots of different things on the felt?
Yeah, no, I think I don't try that much. I think I have like my own, or like a special style, I guess. But yeah, it's hard to say. I think it's not that.
Who are some of your toughest opponents you face?
I think online it's Pro Beers. I think he's one of the best online.
Who?
Pro Beers.
Pro Beers.
Yeah.
Pro Spell Beers. That for me.
Probiers.
Right, right.
I think he's Hungarian and he's really good. I think he does a lot of things very good. And then there's I think Cal and Gossiposum is like they're crazy and hard to play against, but I'm not sure that they necessarily have the best style to win a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
But they're hard to play against. Makes your life tough.
And if you was to give one piece of advice to an up and coming online poker player, what would it be?
Grind. Try to play as much as you can and want. And like, I think you learn by doing. Like, you need to fail sometimes to gain new skills and so on. And that would be my play
hard, play often, fail a lot,
pick yourself up,
dust yourself off, and rinse and repeat.
Yeah,
I like it. What goals do you have in life and poker, Lucas?
I don't think I have any special goals, to be honest. Mm. Like, win a bunch of money, I guess. And like, yeah, try to do it in the best way that I can. I would like love to win like one of those big 10K buy-ins online. That would be awesome.
Right. Okay. Lucas, thank you very much for joining us today. Let's hope that you can stay on that number one spot for a longer period of time than you did the first time.
Yeah. Thank you, yeah.
And I wish you all the best, and I see you soon, yeah?
Yeah, see you.
Take care, buddy.
Bye.